This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A pair of town hall appearances on the same night and the same time to replace a canceled presidential debate. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump was on NBC from Miami. Moderator Savannah Guthrie asking if he had a coronavirus test before his first debate against Democrat Joe Biden.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate, I guess, is the bottom line.
I probably did, and I took a test the day before and the day before.
Trump's positive test 2 days after that debate landed him in the hospital for 3 days. Biden, in Philadelphia for a town hall carried by ABC, says Trump has failed to lead from the start of the pandemic.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it. It's going to all, when the summer comes, it's all going to go away like a miracle.
The two men are slated to be on stage at Belmont University in Nashville next Thursday for their final debate. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Senate Republicans are powering Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett closer to confirmation. They pushed past Democratic objections on the Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday and set October 22nd for its vote to recommend Barrett's nomination to the full U.S. Senate. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Senate Judiciary Committee says it will vote next week on recommending Barrett's nomination, clearing the way for a full Senate vote by month's end. Democrats cannot stop her, but mounted a final effort.
I move to indefinitely postpone the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett.
No, we're not.
You're just trying to ram through this justice.
This process is a caricature of illegitimacy.
Richard Blumenthal, Amy Klobuchar, and Patrick Leahy all call it a sham. Committee Chair Lindsey Graham heard the objections.
There is no way you'll ever convince me that Amy Coney Barrett is not qualified using any reasonable standards of qualification.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. With both sides digging in their heels as another deadline passed, the European Union and Britain are demanding concessions from one another and talks on basic trade deals that would soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic for all. The EU leaders meeting in a summit on the day British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had set as a potential cutoff point for the acrimonious negotiations said in a joint statement it was now up to the UK to make the necessary moves to make an agreement possible. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Friday urged voters to deliver her a strong mandate at this weekend's general election, promising to provide a swifter recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Ardern's response to the crisis has left her well-placed for Saturday's vote, although recent polls have suggested her Labour Party may need support from the minor Greens Party to form a government. Labour has a comfortable double-digit lead over the main opposition centre-right National Party, while support for the Greens has been steady. The polls also predict the demise of the nationalist New Zealand First Party, Labour's current coalition partner. If Labour wins outright, it will be the first party to govern alone since New Zealand switched to a mixed-member proportional system in 1996. A coalition of Labour and the Greens would be the first left-leaning government in more than a decade, a scenario that Conservative National Party leader Judith Collins has warned would mean more taxes in a business-unfriendly environment. The defense minister for Mexican ex-president Enrique Peña Nieto, General Salvador Cienfuegos Zepeda, was detained at Los Angeles Airport Thursday by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. A DEA spokeswoman in Los Angeles said she had no further details about the nature of the warrant, the circumstances of the arrest, whether he was coming or going at the airport, or anything about family or others who may have been traveling with him. Multiple members of Peña Nieto's cabinet and party have been implicated in high-level corruption cases, sometimes involving allegations of links to organized crime. Even months after screens went dark, cinemas have reopened in much of India with older titles in the marquee. Thursday's return to movie theaters is a sign of the country's efforts to return to normal as the pace of coronavirus infections slows, but also the roadblocks that remain. India has recorded more than 110,000 virus deaths and is still registering the highest number of daily cases globally. But trends also suggest the spread is beginning to slow. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.